The dashboard of a large truck or big rig typically contains a variety of components and instruments to assist the driver in monitoring and controlling the vehicle. These components are essential for safe and efficient operation. Here are some common components you might find on the dashboard of a large truck. Instrument cluster. The instrument cluster typically includes various gauges and indicators such as a speedometer, tachometer or RPM gauge, fuel gauge, oil pressure gauge, coolant temperature gauge, and voltage gauge. Fuel level gauge. This gauge indicates the amount of fuel in the truck's fuel tanks. Air pressure gauges. Large trucks often have air brake systems, and air pressure gauges show the status of the brake system, including primary and secondary air pressure. Engine warning lights. These indicator lights inform the driver of various issues, such as engine problems, low oil pressure, high engine temperature, or other malfunctions. Transmission gear selector. The gear selector allows the driver to control the transmission, choosing between various gears, example, drive, reverse, neutral, cruise control settings. Many trucks are equipped with cruise control features, and the controls for setting and adjusting the speed are often located on the dashboard. Climate control, controls for heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, or HVAC systems to maintain driver comfort. Stereo and entertainment system, controls for the radio, CD player, or other entertainment systems for the driver's convenience. GPS or navigation system. Some modern trucks have integrated GPS or navigation systems to help the driver find routes and destinations. Telematics and communication systems. These systems can include two-way radios, satellite communication, and electronic logging devices, or ELDs, for tracking and communication with the central office. Auxiliary switches. Large trucks may have switches for controlling auxiliary equipment, like lighting, winches, or other accessories. Exhaust brake control. Many trucks have an exhaust brake system that helps control speed and engine braking, and its controls are often on the dashboard. Air horn controls. The switches to operate the truck's air horn may also be located on the dashboard. Trailer brake controls. In trucks that haul trailers, there are often controls for trailer brake systems to ensure proper braking. Engine kill switch. This is a safety feature to shut off the engine in emergencies. Parking brake control. The parking brake control allows the driver to engage and disengage the parking brake. Control system interface. Some modern trucks may have an integrated control system for monitoring and adjusting various vehicle settings and parameters. This can include things like monitoring fuel efficiency, engine performance, and diagnostics. Safety system indicators. Many trucks are equipped with advanced safety systems and indicators for features like adaptive cruise control, lane departure warning, and collision mitigation may be present on the dashboard. Keep in mind that the specific components and their locations can vary depending on the make and model of the truck, as well as its age and the optional features installed. Additionally, the design and technology of dashboard components may evolve over time as new features and safety regulations are introduced in the industry. Primary controls and functions. The primary controls in a tractor trailer are essential for operating the vehicle safely and effectively. Their main controls and functions are steering wheel function. The steering wheel allows the driver to control the direction of the vehicle. Turning it left or right directs the front wheels, enabling the tractor trailer to change lanes, make turns, and stay in the proper lane. Accelerator pedal or throttle function. The accelerator pedal controls the engine's fuel supply, increasing or decreasing the vehicle's speed. Pressing it down accelerates, while releasing it slows the tractor trailer. Brake pedal. Function. The brake pedal operates the vehicle's braking system. Depressing it applies the brakes, enabling the driver to slow down or come to a complete stop. Gradual brake application is essential for controlled stopping. Clutch pedal. In manual transmissions. Function. In vehicles with manual transmissions, the clutch pedal disengages the engine from the transmission. The driver uses the clutch to change gears smoothly. Gear shift or manual transmission. Function. In manual transmissions, the gear shift allows the driver to select different gears for optimal speed and power. Shifting to higher gears increases speed, while lower gears provide more power. Turn signal lever function. The turn signal lever activates the vehicle's turn signals. It indicates the driver's intention to turn left or right, helping notify other drivers, wipers, and washer controls. Function. These controls operate the windshield wipers and washer system. They clear the windshield of rain, snow, or debris to maintain visibility. Lighting controls. Function. Lighting controls operate the vehicle's headlights, taillights, parking lights, and other lighting components. They ensure the tractor trailer is visible to other drivers and provides adequate visibility for the driver. Horn button. Function. The horn is used to alert other drivers of your presence, communicate warnings, and signal your intentions in certain situations. Ignition switch. Function. The ignition switch starts and stops the engine, turning the key or pressing the button. In modern vehicles, controls the engine's power. Parking brake or handbrake. Function. The parking brake holds the vehicle in place when parked. It's essential for preventing unintentional movement when the tractor trailer is stationary. Air brake controls. Function. Air brake controls, such as knobs and levers, operate the air brake system, including applying and releasing the brakes. Proper air pressure is crucial for brake performance. Trailer brake control, if equipped. Function. This control, if present, allows the driver to apply the brakes on the trailer separately from the tractor. It's important for balancing the braking force between the tractor and trailer. Cruise control, if equipped, function. Cruise control maintains a constant speed without the driver needing to keep their foot on the accelerator pedal. It can be set and adjusted to control the vehicle's speed on the highway. Exhaust brake or Jake brake control. If equipped, function. The exhaust brake or Jake brake is used to assist with slowing down the vehicle, especially on descents. It restricts the flow of exhaust gases, providing engine braking. These primary controls are essential for operating a tractor trailer safely. Familiarity with these controls and their functions is crucial for drivers to maintain control of the vehicle and respond to different driving situations effectively. Secondary controls, their purpose and location. Secondary controls in a tractor trailer serve various functions that are not directly related to driving, but are essential for safety, comfort, and convenience. These controls are typically found within the cabin of the truck. Here are some common secondary controls and their purposes, along with their typical locations. Climate control. Purpose. Regulates the cabin's temperature and airflow for driver comfort. Location, usually found on the dashboard, allowing adjustments for heating, air conditioning, and fan speed. Radio and audio controls. Purpose, allows the driver to control the radio, entertainment systems, and communication devices. Location, typically on the dashboard or integrated into the steering wheel for convenience. Cruise control settings. Purpose, enables the driver to set and adjust the vehicle's cruise control function. Location, on the steering wheel or on the dashboard. Power windows and mirrors. Purpose, controls the operation of power windows and mirrors. Location, located on the driver's side door panel for ease of access. Interior lighting. Purpose, provides illumination within the cabin. Location, light switches can be found on the dashboard or integrated into the ceiling console. Interior sun visors. Purpose, helps to block out sunlight and glare from the windshield. Location, attached above the windshield or on the side of the driver and passenger seats. Overhead console. Purpose, may contain various controls, storage compartments, or interior lighting switches. Location, typically mounted on the ceiling above the windshield. Air vents and directional controls. Purpose, allows the driver to adjust the direction and flow of air from the heating and cooling system. Location, integrated into the dashboard above the steering wheel or on the center console. Cabin fan and defrost controls. Purpose, controls cabin fans and defrosting functions for maintaining visibility and comfort. Location, usually on the dashboard near the climate control, power outlets, and charging ports. Purpose: provides power for charging electronic devices and running auxiliary equipment. Location: various locations within the cabin, including the dashboard and sleeper area. Interior storage compartments. Purpose: offers storage for personal items, documents, and other essentials. Location: found throughout the cabin, including overhead in the center console and sleeper area. Interior controls for sleeper area. If equipped, purpose: provides controls for sleeper area functions such as lighting, temperature, and power. Location: usually within the sleeper area itself. Glove compartment. Purpose: provides storage for important documents and personal items. Location: typically on the passenger side of the dashboard. These secondary controls contribute to driver comfort, convenience, and overall cabin functionality. While they are not directly related to driving the tractor trailer, they are essential for maintaining a comfortable and efficient work environment during long hours on the road. Familiarity with the location and operation of these controls is important for a driver's overall experience and safety. Vehicle instruments and acceptable operating range for each in a CMV. There are several vehicle instruments that provide critical information about the vehicle's performance and conditions. Understanding the acceptable operating range for each instrument is vital for ensuring the safe operation of the truck. Here are common vehicle instruments and their acceptable operating ranges. Speedometer. Purpose: displays the vehicle's current speed in miles per hour or m. Acceptable operating range: typically, the entire range of speed displayed is acceptable, but it should not exceed the maximum legal speed limit. Tachometer or RPM gauge. Purpose: shows the engine's revolutions per minute or RPM, indicating the engine's workload. Acceptable operating range: while the acceptable range varies between engines, most diesel engines have a safe operating range between 1,000 and 2,500 RPM. When driving, oil pressure gauge. Purpose: measures the engine's oil pressure, which is vital for lubrication. Acceptable operating range: normal oil pressure ranges from 40 to 60 PSI. It should remain within this range during operation. A significant drop could indicate an issue. Coolant temperature gauge. Purpose: displays the temperature of the engine's coolant, ensuring it doesn't overheat. Acceptable operating range: the engine should typically operate between 180 degrees and 210 degrees. Overheating can occur above this range. Fuel gauge. Purpose: indicates the amount of fuel in the vehicle's tank. Acceptable operating range: the gauge should ideally stay above the empty or reserve line to ensure an adequate fuel supply. Voltmeter. Purpose: measures the electrical system's voltage to ensure the proper functioning of electrical components. Acceptable operating range: a normal voltage range for a vehicle's electrical system is typically between 13.5 and 14.5 volts. Air pressure gauges are primary and secondary air systems. Purpose: monitors the air pressure in the vehicle's brake and suspension systems. Acceptable operating range: primary air pressure should be between 100 and 130 PSI, while secondary air pressure should be between 60 and 90 PSI. Ammeter or battery voltage gauge. Purpose: indicates the state of the vehicle's battery charge and electrical system. Acceptable operating range: the needle should generally stay near the center, indicating a balanced electrical system. Exhaust temperature gauge or pyrometer. Purpose: measures the temperature of exhaust gases, which can indicate engine performance and potential issues. Acceptable operating range: operating range varies, but extremely high temperatures can indicate problems with the engine. Transmission temperature gauge. Purpose: monitors the temperature of the transmission fluid, ensuring it doesn't overheat. Acceptable operating range: the ideal temperature range is typically between 175 and 200 degrees. Air-fuel mixture gauge, if equipped. Purpose: monitors the ratio of air to fuel in the engine's combustion process, which can affect performance and fuel efficiency. Acceptable operating range. The specific range can vary based on the engine and system, but a balanced mixture is essential for proper operation. These instruments help drivers monitor the vehicle's performance and address issues promptly. It's essential to familiarize yourself with the specific instruments in your CMV and regularly check them to ensure the truck operates within acceptable operating ranges. Any deviation from these ranges can signal potential problems that may require maintenance or repairs. Warning devices found on a CMV. CMVs are equipped with various warning devices to enhance safety on the road and communicate with other drivers. Common warning devices in a tractor trailer include horn. The horn is a loud sound-producing device that the driver uses to communicate with other drivers. It's used to alert other vehicles of your presence, signal lane changes, and provide warnings in emergency situations. Flashing lights or hazard lights or flashers are used to indicate that the tractor trailer is stationary or moving at a significantly reduced speed. They are often activated during emergency stops, accidents, or when driving slower than the normal flow of traffic. Turn signals. Turn signals are used to indicate the driver's intention to make a left or right turn. They are essential for communicating with other drivers and ensuring safe lane changes. Brake lights. Brake lights illuminate when the driver applies the brakes. They signal to other drivers that the CMV is slowing down or coming to a stop. Headlights. Headlights provide illumination for the road ahead and make the CMV visible to other drivers at night or in adverse weather conditions. Low beams are used for general driving, while high beams are for added visibility on dark roads. Taillights. Taillights are located at the rear of the trailer and help other drivers see the CMV from behind. Enhancing safety. Reflectors. Reflectors are strategically placed on the CMV to improve visibility in low light conditions. They bounce back light from other vehicles, making the truck more noticeable. Turn indicators on the trailer. Some CMVs have turn indicators or lights on the trailer itself to signal turns. This is especially common on long or oversized loads. Backup alarms. Backup alarms are installed on some CMVs to alert pedestrians and others behind the truck when it is backing up. These alarms emit a loud, distinct sound. Air horns. CMVs may have air horns in addition to the standard horn. Air horns are louder and can be used to signal emergency situations or communicate with other drivers over longer distances. Audible lane departure warning systems. Modern CMVs may feature audible lane departure warning systems that alert the driver if the vehicle starts to drift out of its lane without the turn signal being activated. Low air pressure warning device. This device alerts the driver if the air pressure in the brake system drops below a safe level, indicating a potential issue with the braking system. Anti-theft alarm systems. These systems include sirens, sensors, and flashing lights to deter theft and alert the driver or others if unauthorized access is attempted. The proper use of these warning devices is essential for safe and efficient operation of a CMV. Drivers should be familiar with how to use these devices effectively and ensure they are in good working order to enhance road safety.